Follow your favorite football team with the Houston Texans mobile app. The Nutcracker Market, not the only thing going on at Reliant Park. On Thursday, head coach Gary Kubiak joined the team and saw them after practice at the Houston Methodist Training Center. Needless to say, everyone was happy to see Kube back.
At first, we was like, they said, Kube's out there, and we were like, no way. We turned around, we were like, wow. And he was standing up, and he looked really good out there. So it definitely brought a little fire to the group. We were excited just to hear him talk to us in practice. It definitely gave us a boost and gave us a little momentum going into the practice.
You know, after this past game and everything that went down, you're obviously just wondering if he's okay, and after the game you kind of get the assurance, and throughout the next couple of days you find out exactly what's going on, but you didn't know when you were going to see him next with that kind of a situation. It's a day-to-day thing, and to kind of just come out and surprise us right in the middle of practice was pretty cool. You know, you're going through your team sessions and you just see him standing in the corner. It's like seeing a buddy, you know. It's pretty cool to be able to have him out there.
Did word just start spreading through the team?
Slowly but surely. You're sitting in the huddle, and you kind of see him standing behind the defensive huddle, and you're kind of pointing other guys and stuff like that. It's a nice feeling to have him back out there. And obviously he's going to take his steps to get back right. But, you know, to have him back out in the field and kind of just as a family, it's pretty nice.
What did he have to say to y'all?
Just, you know, obviously everything's okay, with him. But, you know, he's going to take it step by step. And, you know, he wants us to go out there and play like he knows how we can play. And obviously things haven't been going our way the past, you know, 6 weeks. And for us to be able to come out here and you know, be able to get the W would be even a more of an icing on the cake than having him back with us right now.
He looked good. He looked normal. You know what I mean? Sam Coops is just, you know, they're just going to take it slow with him, I guess, and precautionary things. But you know, it was just good seeing him again.
Know that he was
going to? Well, we knew that we might see him either today or tomorrow, and so, you know, it wasn't set in stone. And like I said, we were getting ready to walk into the line of scrimmage and run a play, and we see him, you know, kind of walking up, so it's kind of a surprise.
It was great. It was great. He came out there during the last period of practice, and, you know, as soon as I saw him on the sidelines, you know, it just lifted our spirits, you know, to see him, you know, up walking, out and about. That means the world to us. Right. To actually see him, hear him talk to us, address the team, right, that means everything. You know, you can hear all about someone doing well while they're still in the hospital, but to see him out and about, walking around, you know, that means everything to us.
What did he tell you?
Just thanked everyone for our support, kind words, prayers, told us how much he missed being out there. Just told us the faith he had in us to get the job done on Sunday, and he would come back as soon as he was able to.
You know, a guy to go through, you know, a situation that he did, you know, in the middle of a game, and it's really good to see him out there. It's really good, you know, you can just see the excitement on his face, him stepping back out on that field. It's really good to have him back.